K-A-Y-T, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T, praising the Lord.
Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We'd like to say Happy New Year to all the radio listening. God bless y'all. Praise the Lord. This is Johnson Lee and Luella Simpson. God's Spoken Word. Prayer blazing for Jesus. I come to tell somebody what Jesus said. I come to tell somebody what Jesus said. Whoa! I come to tell somebody what Jesus said. Repent of your sin and be baptized. Pray, baby, pray.
Lord,
pray.
We thank you for another day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in this day. Thank you for another day the Lord made.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you how you keep on blessing us over and over again.
Over and over again.
Thank you for all your many blessings. How you just keep on blessing.
Keep on blessing.
Thank you for everything you already done, what you're finna do. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. Bless all the saints, children, loved ones, all of mine to be saved. Get a hold to all the backsliders, the drug addicts.
Do it, Lord, do it.
Give them all a mind to be saved for us too late. All our sisters and brothers, nieces and nephews, give them all a mind to be saved. We cried out for soul, one by one, name by name. Uh-huh. You know who they are. Don't let them rest. Don't let them get no peace till they come to you. All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Thank you for my husband in Jesus' name.
Thank you for my sweet, holy, sanctified, lovely wife for that beautiful prayer. Praise the Lord again. This is Donson Lee and Louetta Simpson. Praise the Lord, the prophet and evangelist. And so starting off this great, great, great supernatural, unbelieving new year of 2024, we going to do more. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the message this morning is, it's all about Jesus.
All about Jesus.
I said, it's all about Jesus.
All about Jesus.
It's not about your pastor.
Amen.
It's not about your bishop.
It's not about
your priest. It's not about your evangelist. It's not about your prophet. It's not about Praise the Lord, how beautiful that church is. It's not about the choir. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's not about what you're doing and what you're trying to do. It's not about your Amen. Name and your name, Tyler. Good God Almighty.
Praise that.
It's about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. As well as I love my wife, and as closer that we are, Jesus coming before she do.
Amen.
And I said, Jesus coming before she do.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And that's why a lot of you cheering, I mean, a lot of you grandparents and parents have got in trouble putting your children and grandchildren before Jesus.
Amen.
Because he's a jealous God. He said, thou shalt have no other God before me. Good God Almighty. Anytime you put anything or anybody before Jesus, that is the idolatry. That's detesting. That's abomination.
Praise
the word. God Almighty. And he angry. Hallelujah. And your grandchild this, and your grandbaby this here, and your mama this. You put all that before Jesus. He come first in your life. My mind goes back to some few by the other year. Young lady drove all the way for miles and miles to see her son play basketball. That's how much she loved him.
Amen.
Drove all the miles and miles. And on her way back, she had a head-on collision, killed her and the child that were with her. Good God Almighty. We don't put nothing before Jesus.
Right.
Preacher are putting the ball game and the sports and the wrestling and golf before Jesus. They put movies and the internet and the MySpace and the Instagram. They put all that before Jesus. He come first. He passed out the boat. He the one raised us up this morning.
Yeah.
It wasn't our mercy that we rose up, but it was his goodness. It was his mercy that raised us up and gave us another change. Good God Almighty, so why not give Jesus all the glory, all the
praise
honor,
that. All
the praise. Good God Almighty, because it's all about Jesus. How shall let nobody lift you up? Don't let nobody praise you. My mind go back in the 10th chapter, hallelujah, when Peter went to Cornelius' house to preach. And when Peter walked in the door, Cornelius bowed down. Peter told him, oh, no, good God, I'm just a man just like me. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And you preachers better quit letting these members lift you up and praise you. It's all right to give your pastor honor. It's all right to hallelujah,
praise the word.
To appreciate him, but you don't worship him. Hallelujah, you don't give him all that glory. All the glory belongs to Jesus. It's all about Jesus.
Amen.
Good God Almighty. The Bible says in Philippians 2:9, therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. The 10th verse says that at the name of Jesus,
amen.
Woo! Every knee. Woo! Lord, that must just give
it. Thank you, Jesus.
Every knee shall bow. Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Good God Almighty. That lets you know, sister and brother, saints and friends, it's all about Jesus.
Yeah.
It's not about saying Jehovah. It's not
Amen.
About saying Elohim. You can say,
Praise
I am that. All you want to. You can call him Messiah. He is the King of Kings. Yes, he is the Lord of Lords. But it's all about Jesus, not voodoo. Not confusion, not Muhammad,
Amen.
Not Ali. It's about Jesus.
Praise
Jesus
the word.
Is the name.
Word.
Jesus is the only name can heal you. He the only one can save you. Good God Almighty, Jesus is the only name can wash away your sins. Somebody said a song years ago, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious.
Hallelujah.
Oh, precious. It's the blood that flow. Ah, yeah, she come
Thank
up on shot. That wash man. Ow! That wash man.
Amen.
Wow, now I feel good. Because you washed me one day. Thank you, Jesus. No other help I know. None but the blood
Amen.
Of Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It ain't about the tea party. It ain't about giving the pastor a birthday, having his wife a birthday. Nothing wrong with it now. As long as it's doing decent and all that. It ain't about he giving
Praise
the pastor
it.
An anniversary or appreciation. Nothing wrong with that, too. Long as it don't get out of hand. Keep Jesus first.
Amen.
That's what Jesus said in the 6th chapter of Matthew, the 33rd verse, the 61st, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things, cars, all these things, houses, all these things, pretty clothes, money, all these things gonna be added to you. But you got to seek me first. That's why Jesus picked it up and had a Matthew 11. Said, come to me, all you that labor, heavy laden. Come to me.
Yes,
I give you rest. Come to me. I save your soul. Come to me. I save your husband. I save your children.
Amen.
Come to me. God Almighty, you're laboring and you're hurting and you're down. Some of them already commit suicide. Some of them contemplating right now committing suicide. They don't know what to turn to. It's not the drugs. It's not the alcohol. Good God Almighty. It's not sex. Hallelujah. The answer is Jesus. The answer is Jesus.
Amen.
They're trying to find a way out, and they find a way to hell.
Yes, because
they drug themselves to devil. They drug themselves to devil. Good God Almighty. Laying with the wrong person. Good God Almighty. It's all about Jesus. Come to me. Come to me.
Yes,
say, Jesus, I got it. I got what you need. I got salvation. I got eternal life. Good God Almighty. I got everlasting peace. Come to me. I got the healing. I got the delivering. Come to
Praise
me.
That.
Good God Almighty. That's why you got to repent of your sins and get baptized in Jesus' name and get filled with the Holy Ghost. Come to me. It's all about Jesus. It's not about the denomination. It's all about Jesus. Hit it, baby, hit it.
It's all about Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
It's time to come on, get saved.
Yes.
Get baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence, speaking in tongues. Walk holy, talk holy. He said, be holy. I am a holy God.
Yeah.
We got to be holy every day. Go to bed, holy, get up, holy all day long. God is a holy God.
Uh-huh.
He tell my people I'm coming.
Yeah.
Tell them to take on my name, get baptized in my name because I died for him. I love him. He waiting with his arm wide open.
Uh-huh.
Come on to Jesus. The answer's in Jesus.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's a good life.
Jesus.
I'm enjoying Jesus every day of my life.
Hit it.
I ain't got nothing to be said or worried about.
Hit it.
He promised to take care of me. He's doing that what he said.
Jesus.
He'll supply all of your riches and glory.
Uh-huh.
All we got to do is keep our mind on Jesus.
Yes.
He'll keep you in perfect peace.
Uh-huh.
Who mind staying on Jesus?
Uh-huh.
I love him. I love him more and more every day.
Hit it.
And I won't take it back. I know God is a good God. He's good every day.
Thank
Jesus. God for a good hug.
I
thank God how you keep on blessing us.
Uh-huh.
He just keep on blessing us over and over again.
And over
we
again.
Thank you for all your many blessings, Jesus. We thank you what you're finna do this year for us.
Yes, we
give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. Because you are worthy. All you women, it's time to get out of those tight pants. It's time to stop wearing no showing your bosom. Time to cover up your bosom.
Oh, Lord,
look like a holy woman.
Oh, Lord,
I know how to live holy.
Uh-huh.
I know how to dress holy.
Because yes.
God's told me how to be holy.
Uh-huh.
And I know how. It's time for y'all to stop wearing no tight pants.
Uh-huh.
Wearing no tight skirts. You can't hardly move in them. Look like a Jezebel. God called y'all to preach the word.
Amen.
You're not preaching it.
Amen.
He said preach it in season. Preach it when you want to hear. Preach it when you don't want to hear.
But
we got to preach this word
like
God called us. Hallelujah. It's all about Jesus.
It's all about Jesus.
It's about Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's not about
you.
It's not about the denomination.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. It's all about Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, St. John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. Good God Almighty. And if you study that book of St. John, he'll let you know who Jesus is. He already told you, I think in the 10th chapter of St. Luke, that me and my Father warned. Good God Almighty. So it's all about Jesus. We got to put everything on the side and go for Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus is the way.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is a miracle worker.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Jesus is a habit breaker. You got that old habit, Jesus can break it. Thank you, Jesus. It's not about that. It's not about this, but it's
Praise
about Jesus. Oh, homosexual, it's time to come and do it right. Oh, homosexual, God didn't make y'all like that. It started over
Praise
in the
word,
book of Leviticus, in the 18th chapter of Leviticus, when it said, man don't both lie with man, as with womankind, it's abomination. Paul picked it up in Romans, the first chapter of Romans, and told you, praise the Lord, hallelujah, that's a sin. That's a reprobated mind sin. Strange power. Hallelujah. Man don't, woman and man, man and man don't lay together. Woman
Amen.
And woman don't lay together. Praise the Lord.
been listening to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson, Trailblazers for Jesus. You can correspond with them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301, or phone them at 919-394-8262. Be sure to join us next time for God's Spoken Word. Crime Stoppers pays up to $2,500 for information leading to an arrest. Crime Stoppers pays, and you never give your name, and you never appear in court. No one knows but you and Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers reports the crime to the police, so you're never involved. Your life, your family, your home, your neighborhood, they're too precious to just give it to criminals. Get paid up to $2,500. 443-7867. 443-STOP. Don't ignore crime in your neighborhood. If you see something, know something, then say something.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
443-STOP.
Let's try. Praising him.
So many times we feel lost because we've strayed away or somehow lost our way. And you feel that what you've done you cannot recover from. But remember the word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Forgive me, Lord. It's me again. Forgive me, Lord. It's me again. I've disobeyed your word. I've slipped out of your will. Regretful I stand. Again, speak to your Father.
Charles 100.1.